This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, February 3rd, AD 2023. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On his 51st birthday, Pastor Lorenzo Fajardo wrote a letter from his Cuban prison cell addressed to Christian Solidarity Worldwide staff and supporters. He was unjustly imprisoned amid the peaceful protests of July 11, 2021. He said, quote, "I am pastoring rebellious men here in prison with serious personality problems. As one new convert told me, tired of living and afraid of dying. It makes me very happy to be able to help them laugh again and that their lives can have meaning in Jesus Christ. In regard to myself, prison is very hard, but I have contentment, peace, joy, no matter the circumstances that surround me. My mind is being renewed by Christ." A Cuban, Felix Valera, the first one who taught us to think, said, "Never say that a just and merciful God has desired to deprive men of the rights that he himself gave them by nature. God is justice." End quote. Pastor Fajardo cited Isaiah 30, verse 18, which says, "Therefore the Lord waits to be gracious to you, and therefore he exalts himself to show mercy to you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him." To join the campaign to free Pastor Lorenzo, look at a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. The U.S. military has been monitoring a suspected Chinese surveillance balloon that has been hovering over Montana for the past few days, reports NBC News. Military and defense leaders have discussed shooting it out of the sky, according to two U.S. officials and a senior defense official. Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder said, quote, "The United States government has detected and is tracking a high-altitude surveillance balloon that is over the continental United States right now. We continue to track and monitor it closely," end quote. Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia wondered why the Pentagon has not intervened. She tweeted, quote, "Biden should shoot down the Chinese spy balloon immediately. President Trump would have never tolerated this," end quote. Yesterday, at the U.S. Capitol, President Joe Biden spoke at the National Prayer Breakfast, reports the Christian Post. Listen.
"We can redeem the soul of America. And what's the soul of the nation? Well, the soul is the breath, the life, the essence of who we are. The soul makes us us. It's embodied in the sacred proposition. We're all created equally in the image of God. A sacred proposition rooted in the scripture enshrined in the Declaration of Independence."
Ironically enough, President Biden has championed the abortion industry at every turn, which has taken the lives of 62 million baby boys and baby girls who were created in the image of God. Toward the end of his remarks, President Biden, unlike Vice President Kamala Harris, actually referenced the value of life as articulated in the Declaration of Independence.
"Let's remember who we are. We're the United States of America. We're born out of an idea. No other nation in the world is born of an idea. That we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men and women are created equal, endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, life, liberty, etc. There's nothing beyond our capacity to remember who in God's name we are."
However, when Biden was on the campaign trail before his election, he spoke from his heart.
"If I get elected president of the United States and the Supreme Court overrules Roe v. Wade, I'm going to send legislation to the United States Congress to pass it and codify it."
And finally, the Satanic Temple is opening a so-called health clinic in New Mexico to provide, quote, "free religious medication abortion," end quote, and will name the facility the Samuel Alito's Mom's Satanic Abortion Clinic in mockery of Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito, who authored the opinion overturning Roe v. Wade, reports Fox News. As President Biden says often,
"Not a joke, fact."
TST Health, the new medical services arm of the Satanic Temple, will provide telehealth screenings and appointments to provide abortion kill pills to patients. These services will be provided free of charge as part of the Satanic Temple's abortion ritual. However, patients must still pay for the medications from a pharmacy, which typically cost around $90. 2 Corinthians 11 verse 14 reveals that Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. The New Mexico facility will be operated by and will make its services available to state residents who are at least 17 years old, up to 11 weeks pregnant, and medically eligible for an abortion. Malcolm Jerry, a co-founder of the Satanic Temple, said, quote, "In 1950, Samuel Alito's mother did not have options. And look what happened. Prior to 1973, doctors who performed abortions could lose their licenses and go to jail. The clinic's name serves to remind people just how important it is to have the right to control one's body and the potential ramifications of losing that right," end quote. Malcolm Jerry is a pseudonym for Kevin Soling, an American writer, filmmaker, philosopher, and musician. The Satanic Temple has sparked outrage nationwide by starting after-school Satan clubs, installing statues of Baphomet in public holiday displays, and challenging state abortion bans by claiming its abortion ritual is an essential religious practice protected under state religious freedom restoration acts. Some New Mexico cities, such as Hobbs, Clovis, and Eunice, in addition to Leah and Roosevelt counties, recently passed ordinances restricting abortion at the local level, which currently keeps this kind of insanity out of their cities and counties. However, pro-abortion legislators are now trying to reverse that with House Bill 7, the Reproductive and Gender-Affirming Health Care Freedom Act in New Mexico, which will prohibit city and state governments from passing pro-life ordinances. You can email the New Mexico Health and Human Services Committee members quickly through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And that's The Worldview on this Friday, February 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.